Binding and Loosing, A Prayer for Donald Trump from the Collection of Prayers for the Precious. Hear our prayer, O Lord. Give ear to our supplications. In your faithfulness answer us, and in your righteousness. As a fellow worker in Christ Jesus, abiding in him and born of him, we lift up you, President Donald Trump, and your entire house, your nation, the United States of America, and all of your people to our Father in heaven. God is good. His mercy endures forever. God is good to you, Donald Trump. God is good to all of your people, for the Lord God is faithful, who will establish you and guard you from the evil one. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. According to the working of God's mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand, in the heavenly places far above all principality and power and might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this age but also in that which is to come, and in that magnificent name, Jesus Christ, we speak words of life over you and your entire house, all of your family on every side, all of your blood from the beginning of time until the end of time, all those by adoption and all those by marriage, all your natural seed and all of your spiritual seed, your land and your nation. We go up into the gaps to stand in battle on the day of the Lord, to build a wall for you, your posterity, and your house, for your entire family, your friends, neighbors, and countrymen, for all the brethren, all the leaders throughout the world, and all men. Thanks be to God who gives you the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Grace and peace be multiplied to you and your family in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. As his divine power has given to you and your family all things that pertain to life and godliness, through the knowledge of him who called you and yours by glory and virtue, by which have been given to you exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you and your family may be a partaker of the divine nature, having escaped corruption that is in the world through lust. And we know that the Son of God has come and has given you and your family an understanding, that you may know him who is true, and you are in him who is true, in his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. He is the rock, his work is perfect, for all his ways are justice. A God of truth and without injustice, righteous and upright is he. The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears, and delivers us out of all our troubles. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. It is written in Matthew 16:19, and I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. In the name of Jesus Christ, who sits at the right hand of the Majesty on high, as an ambassador of Christ, and Christ in him and us, born of God and one with him, we bind you, Satan, according to Ephesians 6:12. In him who is true, Jesus Christ, we break Satan's power over you and your family. In Christ, him who God raised from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion, in every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come, and in his name, Jesus Christ, we break off of you and your family and your house all principalities, powers, the rulers of darkness of this age, spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places, and all occult activity, all curses, spells, witchcraft, soothsaying, divination, sorcery, and hexes, and all soul power that does not glorify our Lord Jesus Christ. We command every curse sent against you and your family and your house to return to its source. Whosoever curses you and your posterity, his trouble shall return upon his own head, and his violent dealing shall come down on his own crown. May the Lord your God turn every curse into a blessing for you and your family and your people. In the precious name of Jesus Christ, who has authority over all flesh, as an ambassador of Christ, abiding in Christ, we bind the kings of evil with chains and the nobles of evil with fetters of iron, to execute on them the written judgment. This honor have all his saints, in the name of Jesus Christ, who is the head of all principality and power, and by the authority of Jesus Christ, who is from God and sent by God, as a chosen vessel of Jesus Christ to bear his name, we destroy the works of the enemy over you and your family and come against any soul power or emotional ties that do not glorify our Lord Jesus Christ. By the word of the truth, by the power of God, by the armor of righteousness on the right hand and on the left, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and by the blood of his sacrifice, we break off of you and your family all generational curses, blood curses, rash vows, and we sever all unholy alliances that you or your ancestors might have made. For you and your family are not your own. Your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own. In the name of Jesus Christ, and by the power of the highest who has authority over all flesh, by the blood of Jesus Christ, we close all doors left open to Satan or any demonic influence. For the promise of God is he will make justice the measure line in your life and righteousness the plumb line in your heart. The hail will sweep away the refuge of lies you have believed, and the waters will overflow the hiding place, the secret sins, and the hidden bitter roots in your heart. Your covenant with death will be annulled, and your agreement with Sheol will not stand. So by the power of the word of God, we annul any rash vow, agreement with evil, or unholy alliance that you or your ancestors have made, and we close the door of your heart and your life to Satan and all demonic beings. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. We ask the God of heaven and earth to forgive all sin in you and your bloodline. Release you and your people from any judgment against you or your bloodline, and sever all soul ties to familiar and familial spirits. Also, to sever all unholy or ungodly soul ties or heartstrings to other people or objects. We ask our Heavenly Father to close the four major doors for the enemy to take root in you or your bloodline, and to forgive the sin and heal the offense at the root cause. May our holy God forgive you and your bloodline all sexual sin and defilement of your body and soul. Forgive you of fear that ensnares you and your people. Forgive you and your bloodline for all occultic activities. And forgive you and your ancestors for all hatred and bitterness. And cleanse you and your bloodline. And close the doors that have been accessible to the enemy of your souls. We ask the Ancient of Days to release you and your bloodline from any judgments that would empower the seven curses, the Armenian curse, the Moabite curse, Canaanite curse, Midianite curse, the curse of Jotham, the Philistine curse, and the Amorite curse. You are a new creation, and all things have passed away, created by God in true righteousness and true holiness. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. It is written, The Lord said to my Lord, Sit at my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool. Being complete in him who is the head of all principality and power, in his name, Jesus Christ, we command all demonic, wicked, evil, and unclean spirits to take their rightful place in the footstool of Jesus Christ. God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved you and your family, even when you were dead in trespasses, made you alive together with Christ, and raised you and your family up together, and made you sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ, who sits with you and your family on the right hand of the power of God, we command Satan and all those who answer to him to get under your feet, as written, and the God of peace will crush Satan under your feet shortly. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you and your family and your house. Amen. It is written, Behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. As a vessel of mercy, so that Christ might make known to you and your family the riches of his glory, we loose you and your family from his, Satan's, hold and destroy his works and his assignments in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of Man, which has come to seek and to save that which was lost. As an ambassador of Christ, abiding in Christ and one with him, we speak to you, Satan, in the mighty and precious name of Jesus of Nazareth, declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness, abiding in the Son and the Father, in the precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we take authority and bind all demonic spirits assigned to you and your family, and we relieve them of their assignments. In him who is true, Jesus Christ, in his mighty name, we take authority over all the power of the enemy, over you and your family and your house, and command that nothing shall grow from it ever again. It shall wither away at the root, just as a fig tree withered away when Jesus cursed it, in Matthew 21:19. In Christ, we ask Father God, in the name of his beloved Son, Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of your faith, to help you and your family tear down all strongholds and empower wicked, unclean, or evil spirits, casting down arguments, imaginations, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ, and being ready to punish all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God, for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Therefore, we loose all the weapons of heaven to pull down the strongholds of the enemy in your life and to cast down the lies of the enemy which you have believed, casting down belief systems and imaginations that exalt themselves against the knowledge of Jesus Christ our Lord. In Christ we pray that you and your family will turn to the Lord, that the veil is taken away from your hearts, and you and your family and your people are given an ear to hear what the Spirit says, and your eyes are anointed with the eye salve so that you may see clearly. Our Lord, the Lord of hosts, is a crown of glory and a diadem of beauty. He is the Spirit of justice to him who sits in judgment, and he is strength to those who turn back the battle at the gate. Lift up your heads, O you gates, and be lifted up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O you gates, and lift them up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Salah. As a vessel of mercy, so that Christ might make known to you and your family the riches of his glory, we command Satan to loose you and your family and to let you go free in the name of Jesus Christ, the mediator of the new covenant. In him who is true, Jesus Christ, we demand that Satan and his demonic horde stop their maneuvers, their schemes, their tricks, their designs, their devices against you and your family and your people. For you and your family are the children of God. You and your family are covered by the blood of Jesus Christ, the precious Lamb slain for you, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. The voice of the Lord makes the deer give birth and strips the forest bare, and in his temple everyone says, Glory, 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 glory. The Lord sat enthroned at the flood, and the Lord sits as king forever. The Lord will give strength to his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. Demons, listen well. In Christ we declare, in the name of Jesus, for God created all things through Jesus Christ, you and your family are the children of the God Most High. You and your people are covered by the blood of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. You and yours have a blood covenant relationship with the God Most High, the Lord God of hosts. Your bodies and your minds are the temple of the living God, the Most High God, the Lord God of hosts, the Ancient of Days, the Alpha and the Omega, the Creator of all things, the only true God. And the Spirit of God dwells within you and your family, and his banner covers your house. If anyone defiles the temple of God, God will destroy him. For the temple of God is holy, which temple you are. Christ through us takes authority and commands all demons not to defile this temple, which you are, in any manner or by any means. In accordance with Psalm 149:8-9, we execute this written judgment of God in 1 Corinthians 3:17, for this honor has all his saints. In Christ we ask our Father, in the name of the Son of his love, Jesus Christ, to fill this temple which you are with his Holy Spirit and make you holy ground. Now hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in your hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to you and your family. May the fruits of the Spirit, which are love, joy, peace, patience, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control be manifested in your daily life. Be still and know God. He will be exalted among the nations. He will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Salah. In the name of Jesus Christ, the great high priest, abiding in him and one with him, We bind the spirits of doubt, deception, control and seduction, manipulation, intimidation, domination, bondage, destruction, idleness or laziness, gossip, revelry, drunkenness or drug addictions, lewdness, unrighteousness, sexual immorality, vile passions, wickedness, strife, evil-mindedness, violence, boasting, disobedience, finger-pointing, fault-finding, critical, judgmental, religious spirits, anger, bitterness, wrath, clamor, resentment, malice, evil-speaking, filthy language, jealousy, envy, possessiveness, perceived injury, indignation, guilt, condemnation, division, lies, self-righteousness, false humility, fear, mockery, abuse, meanness, unkindness, discouragement, depression, suicide, insanity, conceit, rudeness, self-seeking, selfishness, mammon, loving money, idolatry, evil desires, boasting, disobedience, blasphemy, unthankfulness, slander, brutality, treachery, pleasure-seeking, foolishness, futile thoughts, daydreaming, pride, covetousness, greed, gluttony, adultery, fornication, uncleanliness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, and divination, hatred, contentions, jealousy, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, backbiting, whispering, conceit, tumult, dissensions, hearsays, murder, kidnapping, perjury, sodomy, drunkenness and addictions, revelries, stealing, corrupting, foolish talking, coarse jesting, stubborn, prideful, know-it-all, lawlessness, insubordination, profanity, flattery, licentiousness, and lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life, and all unnamed evil, wicked, or unclean spirits. As God's fellow worker in Christ, we bind the arrogant, pompous, busybody, provoking, evil-thinking, undiscerning, untrustworthy, unloving, unforgiving, unmerciful, unholy, critical, judgmental, defiling, headstrong, and haughty spirits as well. As a fellow worker for the truth in Christ, we bind all spirits that cause you and your family to lack self-control or be haters of God, vendors of evil things, or despisers of good. Abiding in God and abiding in His love, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Christ, Him being in us and we being in Christ, we bind the religious spirit, the self-imposed religion, having a form of godliness but denying its power, as well as the Antichrist spirit and all unnamed demonic spirits that cause an abomination or a lie. In the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who has authority over all flesh, who is far above all principality and power and might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come, who is the head of all principality and power, as an ambassador of Christ, abiding in Christ and Him in us, we loose you and your family and all of your people from the power these spirits have over you, and by the authority that Jesus Christ has given us, we set you free. Therefore, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed. He, Jesus Christ, is fairer than the sons of men. Grace is poured upon his lips. Therefore, God has blessed him forever. Gird your sword upon your thigh, O mighty one, with your glory and your majesty. And in your majesty, ride preposterously because of truth, humility, and righteousness, and your right hand shall teach you awesome things. Your arrows are sharp in the heart of our enemies. Your throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of your kingdom. You, Lord Jesus, love righteousness and hate wickedness. Therefore, God, our God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness. All your garments are scented with myrrh and aloes and cassia. Out of the ivory palaces by which they made you glad, the Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Thanks be to God who gives you and your family the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Yours, O Lord, is greatness, the power, and the glory, the victory, and the majesty. For all that is in heaven and in earth is yours. Yours is a kingdom, O Lord, and you are exalted as head over all. God, abiding in us and His love being perfected in us, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, I am, that you and your family will continue in the faith firmly established and steadfast, grounded and settled, and that you and your family not be moved away from the hope of the gospel which you have heard. Let Jehovah Mekadishkim, the Lord who sanctifies you and your family, sanctify you and your house in his truth. His word is truth. Let Jehovah Ra'ah guide you and your family with his counsel, and afterward receive you to glory. Let Jehovah Sitkenu bring it to pass. He shall bring forth your righteousness as a light, and your justice as the noonday. Let Jehovah Jireh provide all your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Let Jehovah Sabaoth deliver you and your family from destructions. Let Jehovah Rapha heal you and your family of your diseases, bind up your wounds, and heal your broken hearts, and let the peace of Jehovah Shalom guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. In Christ we pray that you and your family will know without doubting that Jehovah Shema will never leave you or forsake you. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ will be with you and your family always, even to the end of the age. Thanks be to Jehovah Nissa, who gives you and your family victory through the Lord Jesus Christ. Because Jesus keeps you and your family and your people safe, the wicked one cannot touch you and your family. For the Lord Most High is awesome. He is a great king over all the earth. Whatever we loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Therefore, we loose the angels, the ministering spirits, to minister to your every need. In Christ we beseech God to give his angels charge over you and your family, to keep you in all your ways. In Christ we loose the blessings of the covenant over you and your family for 1,000 generations. In Christ we loose the blessings of Deuteronomy 28 over you and your family and your people. Let all these blessings come upon you and your family and overtake you, because you and your family obey the voice of the Lord our God. Blessed shall you and your family be in the city, and blessed shall you and your family be in the country. Blessed shall be the fruit of your body, the produce of your ground, and the increase of your herds, the increase of your cattle, and the offspring of your flocks. Blessed shall be your basket and your kneading bowl. Blessed shall you be when you come, and blessed shall you be when you go out. The Lord will cause your enemies who rise against you and your family to be defeated before your face. They shall come out against you one way and flee before you seven ways. The Lord will command the blessing on you and your family in your storehouse and in all to which you set your hand, and he will bless you and your family in the land which the Lord your God has given you. The Lord will establish you and your family and your house as a holy people to himself, just as he has sworn to you and your family. If you keep the commandments of the Lord our God and walk in his ways, then all peoples of the earth shall see that you and your family are called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of you. And the Lord will grant you and your family plenty of goods, in the fruit of your body, in the increase of your livestock, and in the produce of your ground, in the land of which the Lord swore to your fathers to give you and your family. The Lord will open to you and your family his good treasure, the heavens, to give the rain to your land in its season, and to bless all the works of your hand. You shall lend to many, but you and your family shall not borrow. And the Lord will make you and your family the head and not the tail. You and your family shall be above only, and not be beneath, if you heed the commandments of the Lord your God. Oh, how great is your goodness, which you have laid up for those who fear you, O Lord, which you have prepared for those who trust in you, in the presence of the sons of men. Blessed is the family whose God is the Lord, and the people whom he has chosen as his own inheritance. The Lord looks from heaven. He sees all the sons of men. From the place of his habitation he looks on all the inhabitants of the earth. He fashions their hearts individually. He considers all their works. In Christ we pray that the Lord God will remember you and your family and your house with the favor he has toward his people, that you and your family may see the benefit of his salvation, that you and your family and your people see the benefit of his chosen ones, that you and your family may rejoice in the gladness of his nation. Lord, in Christ we ask that your will now be done, and we thank you. In Jesus' name, who is the head of all principality and power, and by his authority, which he has given to us, in Christ we declare it done. Thank you, Lord, for watching over your word to perform it. We have thought, O God, on your loving kindness in the midst of your temple. According to your name, O God, so is your praise to the ends of the earth. Your right hand is full of righteousness. As a fellow worker for the truth, abiding in the Son and the Father, and one with them, and in faith, we sanctify you and your entire bloodline, your house and all of your people by the blood of the Lamb of God. We sanctify your time so that you will always be in the will of God through the communion of the Holy Spirit. And we sanctify your space by the overpowering presence of God who has made his home in you. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The earth is the Lord's in all its fullness, the world and those who dwell therein. As a fellow worker in Christ, a fellow worker of God, abiding in him and born of him, and his love being perfected in us, we proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. As a vessel of mercy, so that Christ might make known to you the riches of his glory, we claim you and your house, your entire bloodline, all of your people, your family, your children, and your children's children, as our joint inheritance with our Lord Jesus Christ. By the Ancient of Days, judgment was made in favor of the saints of the Most High, and the time has come for the saints to possess the kingdom. Concerning this prayer of faith, we pray for you and your house. We come into agreement with you and with our Father in heaven, the Spirit of Truth and the Word of Life, being of one accord in prayer and with confidence, as a chosen vessel of Jesus Christ to bear his name. We ask our Father in heaven, believing that you and your descendants receive all we ask for you, knowing that it is the will of God and he hears us. As a co-worker of God, we are petitioning fervently the Lord to let it be to you and your descendants according to his word, and what we have asked shall be given to you and your house. In him who is true as one, we execute the written judgment. This honor has all his saints. Praise the Lord. Moab is plundered and gone up from her cities. Her chosen young men have gone down to the slaughter, says the king, whose name is the Lord of hosts. We shall eat in plenty and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord our God, who has dealt wondrously with us, and we, his people, shall never be put to shame. But to us who fear his name, the Son of Righteousness shall arise with healing in his wings, and we shall go out and grow fat like the stall-fed calves. In Jesus' name, so be it. For yours, O Lord, is the glory and the power and the kingdom forever. Amen.